Pittsburgh's 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Michael Bartley back with you on KDKA, the voice of Pittsburgh, and worldwide at kdkradio.com. Sister Sue Fazzini, my last segment with you, and I just loved this so much. I really appreciate the time. Christians, non-Christians, you know, whatever you are, I don't care. I think it would be unfair to say that a certain religion or faith prompted you to do service work, be a volunteer. It helped.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I'm saying that is that no one religion's better than the other one as it relates to this. Yeah. I think it. You know, there are people that have no religion at all. And young people have way fallen away from religion, right. As you know. We go on about that, but they do a ton of service work, right?
Yeah. Yes, and that is the absolute truth. This is about being a human being. In fact, Gandhi had a saying: the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in service to others. And I've always loved that saying.
That's so beautiful,
yes.
Sister. After all these years, and with your career in the prison and with the all the different nonprofits you volunteered with, Hello Baby, the place in Wilkinsburg you were talking about, all of that, is it still as rewarding as it was in the beginning?
Hey Michael, I'm just getting started.
Oh, there you
absolutely.
Go. Yeah. There you go.
It's absolutely rewarding, you know. And I'll tell you, if anybody's listening to this and thinking of venturing out, you know, try different things. You're not going to be a fit everywhere, but you go and try and see, does this work for me? You know, is this an organization I want to work with? You know, not every organization is for every people, but I think there's a lot of need, and it's very, very rewarding.
That's an interesting thing that you brought up there. You know, even at EECM, volunteers would come and they think they want to work in the kitchen, or they think they want to work in the pantry,
mm-hmm.
or they think they want to do, you know, another part of the building. And it's not at all unusual that they made the wrong choice and they like another division better.
Some of it's very physical labor, and, you know, not everybody can do that. So you really have to go and find the place where you can find your niche. But you also meet the most incredible people. I've met some of the most wonderful people volunteering.
And, you know, when you volunteer and do this service work, I just want to make something clear, because it's Good Friday, and I love talking about all this. You know, we're not criticizing anybody who doesn't volunteer.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I think that all I'm saying is that if you ever find the time, because listen, life is busy. You said your parents, there were 10 kids in your family, and your parents still went and volunteered.
Yeah, my dad was helping in fact, today would have been his birthday. He passed away last
really?
Year, but
wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. Shout out to him in heaven. But, you know, he was an electrician, and people would call him, and he refused to take money. He refused to take any money. But, boy, my one aunt my cousin that he would help would bake us this great chocolate cake. So we loved when he'd go and fix her. We loved when her electrical stuff broke down.
That's amazing.
My mom volunteered for the hotlines. They just did. And we all learned. Every one of my brothers and sisters helps volunteers. We've all learned that lesson early in life.
And I guess I should say it as volunteer service work, charity work, because you hit on something important there. You know, this radio station is famous for hooking up. And Marty Griffin does a phenomenal, Marty and Larry and everyone at this station does such a such a fabulous job with, you know, people with who can't afford furnaces and all these type things. And, you know, local companies are very generous with all that stuff. I consider that service work, don't you?
Absolutely. The Turkey Fund, you know, the PNC and KDK do that Fund for Thanksgiving every year. There's so much good.
I remember our friend Andrea Corelli at PNC Bank. Shout out to Andrea. I hope she's listening. I got all these texts today. She was one of them. What time is she went? What time is she went? You're like the most popular nun in the country. But you know what? I bring that up because I remember you and Sister Audrey were doing so much work in Greene County. And she's retired now too, but she was a big shot at PNC Bank. And they got you, she and Cy Holzer and all them, this was years ago. Didn't they get you a pickup truck or something?
Oh, yeah, they got us a pickup truck. But Andrea also helped so many children and families in Greene County. She was an amazing woman. She sent kids to baseball games that have never, ever been out of the county. And I'm telling you, she brought so much joy to so many people.
It's amazing. Doesn't it feel good? Sister, doesn't it feel good on a good Friday to talk about goodness and being good?
Mike, well, I was so excited when you asked me to be on here when you told me what this topic was. This was fantastic. You made my day.
You know how many topics I could go on about tonight that are negative, that are nasty, that are divisive, that are, you know, for and against, blah, 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 blah. I'm glad we're doing this. I'm glad.
Sister Sue,
I think you're a wonderful human being. I think you inspire a lot of people. And I think you're terrific. I want to wish you a happy Easter and say thank you so much for joining me tonight.
You too, Michael.
Thanks, sister. I really appreciate it. I'll see you soon, I hope.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter. And thanks again.
You too. Bye-bye.